You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, it will interest you a lot if you are a married female or a married male who doesn't have kids. If you're a married female or a married male who doesn't have any kids, you've got to listen to tonight's show. Tonight, I'm exposing the societal and social pressure, as well as family pressure and personal pressure that we give ourselves and we have when we're married without children. Tonight, we're uncovering all these types of issues, all the guilt, all the stressors, everything that comes with being married without children. And I think every male and every female in this planet, on this planet, in this world right now, can feel exactly what I'm about to talk about, because you know what? This is directly related to your life. I mean, a lot of you out there are like, man, I'm really happy. I'm happily married. But why is it that every time I hang out with my married friends who have kids, even my friends who aren't married who have kids, they're always wanting me to have kids, always asking me why I don't have children? When are you and the wife going to have some kids? When are you and your husband going to do it? Is everything okay in the marriage? Is y'all's marriage okay, or is it on the rocks? Just wanting to know. Not trying to pry or anything. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but is y'all's marriage okay? I mean, I'm sure that a lot of you out there have heard exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, wow, you're married with no kids? Really? Wow. How long have you been married? About 6 months? 12 years. Whoa. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So y'all planning on having children, or everybody okay down there? Does everybody's mechanisms work? It's like, man, really? We're going there already? I mean, we didn't even take a minute. We just went right into it. I mean, seriously, that is a lot. What about, hey, is something wrong with the old bait and tackle? Is something wrong with the wife? Y'all got tested? Did y'all get tested? You get tested? Did you get your sperm tested? Did you get your sperm tested? Do you wear briefs or do you wear boxers? You know, because I heard through the grapevine, you know, honestly, you know, that if you wear boxers, you have a better chance of being able to procreate. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a doctor. I'm not a gynecologist or anything like that. You have friends that say that all the time. It's like, man, don't give them two beers. They'll just keep going. You know, what about the other? Well, you know, have y'all thought about in vitro yet? You're like, man, I don't even know if they said that right. You're like, in vitro? No. Or yes. You know, I have some friends out there that have tried it. Some friends that it has worked for and some that it hasn't. But I think it's funny because there's a big matzo ball hanging out there, right? And I think it's because the assumption, and I think that a lot of us who are intelligent have problems with people who assume things and they come up with the wrong assumption. The assumption here is that you can't have children. Not that you don't want to, not that you're not ready yet, not that you don't have other things on your plate, not that you don't have a career or other things that are really your purpose right now. No. Their assumption is that you can't have children. And I think that's the core of tonight's conversation. We're going to talk about the societal pressures. We're going to talk about your parents pressuring you. But more so, later on, we're going to discuss the personal pressures that kind of become, I don't know, they kind of start housing themselves in your mind. It's like they take up a little space in your brain after every time you hear somebody ask you why you don't have children. Do you not like children? I like that one. Do you not like children? Like you hate all children on the planet and therefore you are against all procreation known to man and you can't stand children? No, I mean, really, why? So let's start talking about this. Because I think it's very interesting, the societal and social pressures. Societal pressures can really do a number on people's psyche. What we're supposed to do. Who are you supposed to be? What are you supposed to do? That is always very interesting to me. Who am I supposed to be? Not who do I want to be. Not who do I feel like I am. Not who is my authentic self. Not, you know, authentically, I'm going to let things kind of play out. And over time, certain realities will make itself familiar with me. Over time, I'll be able to know my next direction and my next path. In the meantime, I'm not going to worry about it. In the meantime, I'm going to let things happen. I'm going to let things like work out. And I'm going to also come around and figure out exactly what I want. But societal pressures are the types that make you do asinine things. Like they get you all stressed out about something that's way bigger than it's just thought. One of the things I always like when people ask you if you're, since you've been married for so long, why don't you have children? And they always ask you like this question. And it's funny because I really don't know what they're expecting you to tell them. And mine is kind of a, it's kind of a personal thing. You know, I mean, mine's kind of a personal thing. It's not like, well, I just don't like kids. And I think a lot of people out there and a lot of you out there know what I'm talking about, where you got tired of telling the personal story. And you started making up something like, I just don't like kids. Or I'm just not a big fan of kids. Or I'd rather just hang out with other people's kids. It's like you don't want to sit there and try to explain exactly the reason why. Because you're tired of it. It's like the same as the people feel who are single. Those single people out there that have been single for a long time. You know, they might be in their 40s. Some of the women out there in their 40s, 50s, never been married. 30s, 40s, 50s. And, you know, think about how they feel every time somebody asks them, you know, are you married? No. Oh, really? Have you ever been married? No. Oh, wow. How old are you? It's like, yeah, this is getting a little personal. Okay. And I feel that a lot of folks out there feel that way. And you actually might feel the same. You either know exactly what I'm talking about. Or you have a friend that's going through it. Maybe you're going through it. Maybe you've been asked, don't you want kids? And the whole assumption is based and predicated on the fact that these people think that you can't have kids. Like there must be something wrong with your parts. And I like to say it like that because it is such a southern thing to say parts. There must be something wrong with your bait and tackle. It must be something wrong with your ovaries or something. Seriously. I always like the comment, well, there's always adoption. Like, you don't know that there's already you don't know that adoption's an option. Oh, well, crap. I had no idea that that was an option. Man. And you know what? I found out that the sky was blue yesterday. And when I found out the sky was blue, it changed it all. Okay? Quit my job. I bought an RV, and I'm traveling around the world. And now you tell me that adoption's an option? Oh, my God. This is amazing. I just found out there's a lottery yesterday, too. Think about it. This is real stuff, real societal pressure. Okay, so let's talk about marriage. Because I think that a lot of times people see marriage as just a way of procreation. They don't see marriage as a lifelong bond. They don't see marriage as something that can actually build upon itself and create something of magnificence. They don't see marriage as being this amazing union that doesn't need children to facilitate its continuance. You know, it's interesting because children can do several things in our life, right? Children can add to our marriage. Children can take away from our marriage. Children can help us deal with people that we cannot communicate with. Therefore, we have kids, and that's our massive amount of communication. Everything revolves around the kid, and when we don't want to do something, well, the kid's got practice. Kid's got school. And it's, I have a lot of clients that come into my office because remember, I'm a family and marriage counselor. Yes, And so I see a lot of y'all empty nesters out there. And y'all have an empty nester friend or family. And you love them, but the kids are gone. And all of a sudden, some of them actually get up and go, oh my God, this is great. We can go out, we can do stuff, we can go on vacations. And they really get back into loving each other. And some of y'all, oh my God. Like, there's nothing to talk about. It's like, man, we've been living together like we're like roommates. You know, ever since Laura went to school back in August, it's been a little stressful here around the house. Not really sure how to make out with things. And quite honestly, I really don't even know my wife or husband that well anymore. And I think this becomes an issue. So when we return, we'll be talking more about societal pressure when you're married without kids. We're going to talk about the parental pressure, and then we're going to get into the real kahuna, the personal pressure that you create within your own mind based on these other outside pressures. And better yet, we're going to talk about how you can begin to deal with it and how you can be happy, either you have kids or not, but either way, be happy with your choice. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. Back this time in, well, you know, let's go with two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about if you're married without kids, how to deal with the societal, the parental, and the personal mind games that you play with yourself. How to understand what's going on, and how to be happy with your decision. Right before the break, we were talking about societal pressure. I think a lot of times we get angry about the assumptions made, right? The assumption that it's all predicated on the fact that we just can't have children. It's not that we've chosen that we don't want to at this time. It's that we can't have them, because that's the only reason why, you know, a female or a male who's married wouldn't have children. Right? It's the only way in this free country, in this world, that a person wouldn't have kids, because that's our rite of passage. That's what it's all about from A to B. You get to the age of 22, you get pregnant, you pop out a couple kids, and you lived out your golden years. After they leave, you move into a condo downtown, and you live out the rest of your golden years that way. That's what it is, right? Isn't that what we're doing here? Isn't that what's A to B? Yeah, I think it's funny. The whole, you know, is there something wrong? You know, are y'all married? You have no kids? Is there something wrong? Can you not have kids? Have you tried in vitro? You know, there's always adoption. So it's funny, because when you're married, a lot of people out there feel like marriage is just about procreation. And I have some friends out there who are married, and their marriage means about that much to them, as far as what they only married to procreate. They didn't marry because they were really just respected the woman that they married. They didn't just, oh God, she's just, I just can't live without her. It's more like, well, you know what? I'm getting to a certain age, and I want to have some kids, and, you know, she's a female, she can have these kids, and, you know, in the meantime, I might philander a little bit around on the side, but you know what? I got these kids. And I'm not saying that that's all across the board, but I'm saying there's some people out there that just see marriage only for that. I've had some people call me, and we've been on the phone, and they're like, so how many kids do you have? And I'm like, I don't have any. And they're like, so why are you married? I'm like, well, what do you mean? They're like, so why did you get married if you're not going to have any kids? Really? We're going to ask that question right now? I don't even know you. I mean, the fact that I love my husband and happy to be married is really pretty much all of it right there. I don't know. I mean, what did you say when somebody asked you that question? I know you were just as appalled as I was. That's appalling. It's like, really? You're going to ask me that? Why am I married if I don't have children? Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I thought about just hanging up the phone by accident and then just not answering it when they call back. But my response was really pretty clear. You know what? I'm married because I love the person I'm with. If we end up having kids, that's great too, but I didn't get married to become a mom and have children. I got a lot of stuff going on myself. Not that mothers don't, but that I got a lot on my plate right now that I'm working at, and I have some goals and stuff in my life right now that are outside of just childbearing. And, you know, some people's sole purpose, they think and they believe, is to have children. That's awesome, but I have other things that I want to commit to. as well. And I don't think it's fair to have a lot of things that you really want to do and focusing on that and to bring children in at the same time. I don't think that's fair. It's like bringing in two, you know, Dobermans into a one-bedroom, 500-square-foot condo, right? Probably not that good of an idea. Same thing applies when we're trying to work on something that's really big and the idea of bringing in kids, really? I mean, unless you have time to dedicate to everything, that's great, but I don't want to just shuffle my kids to a nanny. You know, I wouldn't want to do that, but, you know, that's asking a lot. When people ask you that, you know, that ask a lot. And I think that some people see marriage as an institution. And I like to use the word institution because how many times have you been married and in love? How many times have you been in love with an institution? That's a good one, right? How many times have you fallen in love with an institution? I haven't fallen in love with an institution. I don't think you can love an institution. I think you can use an institution. You can be a member of an institution. You can check out a library book at the institution. But I don't think that you can be in love with the institution. It's not a passion. They don't see it as a friendship. They don't see it as love that can grow without children. It's almost like a lot of people out there. So it's like a societal construct where they feel that in order for a marriage to work, it's got to be predicated on the fact that you have children, right? And if it's predicated on that fact and you have children, then you're following the golden rule, you know? You got, you know, 2.5 kids. I don't know about the Volvo, though. I always think it's funny. I don't know about y'all, but I'll be honest with you. Everybody I see that drives a Volvo is like the worst driver in the world. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe if you're a Volvo driver and you're a really great driver, I want to hear from you. Go on and tweet me at Ashley Burgess, or go on and Facebook me right now because I want to know that there's somebody out there that drives a Volvo that has driving skills. I'm very interested. You know, I think a lot of times people also have children to save the marriage. Okay, so what about the children to save the marriage? And I always think that's an interesting thing, too, because it's like these poor, poor children are now going to be a product of a marriage that's not really that happy, not very much in love. There's going to be a bunch of fights and arguments. And the reason why they had kids was to save the marriage, not to enhance the marriage, but we're going to save it. And usually that can work two ways. One, that can save it, in quotation marks, for 18 years while all kinds of stuff goes on behind closed doors, or it can save it for 18 years where both people over a period of time just can't stand each other, or eventually people just go, you know what, I'm getting old, I'm just going to stick with this person because I don't want to get out of this marriage because by now I'm too old to get out of the marriage. Children to save the marriage. What about also this? I think this is a big driving force of societal pressure, is how married people want other married people to have children. It's like they want to talk you into it because it's like they already have them, so you should have them too. You know, it's almost like when a friend of yours buys a car, and they show you the car, and they want you to, like, love this car. I mean, like, check out my new car. And, you know, like, literally, like, I always think it's funny when you go out to dinner. So you meet at someone's house and you have a cocktail and you're all talking and they're like, hey, let's go out to the driveway real quick. I want to show you the new car I got. And you get there and you look at it. You look at it. Go on and get in. And you know, your real friends will let you drive, right? Your other friends will let you sit in the passenger seat. However, and then they're like, man, you really like it. And you'll be like, oh, yeah. And you're just, you know, sometimes you're like, man, I really don't. Sometimes you're like, yeah, I like it. But it's like they're forcing you almost. They want you to go out to the dealership tomorrow and buy that car. Because they want to reinforce the fact that they made the right choice. And think about that in the sense of children. I go out and have a bunch of children. And I want all my friends to have children. Okay? Several reasons. One, I don't want to be the only one having kids. Two, I want to feel good about my choice. And three, I want to have validation. Right? Because if you kind of think about this, because if you think about it in perspectives, right, in different perspectives, One perspective is that people have kids and they go, man, I hope I made the right choice. I hope I'm not losing myself. I hope I'm doing the right thing. I need some validation. On the flip side, you got people over there going, I don't have any children and I'm doing something else, but you know what? All my friends got children. I got to find some people that don't have children because I need some validation too. Everybody wants to fit in and do the right thing. They do. And that's what's so interesting. And you know, it's almost like when you were a kid. For all you girls out there, you know what I'm talking about. My mom used to cut my hair really short in elementary school. And I love her. And she's one of my best friends, but I really did not like short hair. And one of my best friends had really long hair, and she always wanted short hair, and her mother always kept it long, and I always wanted long hair, and my mother always kept it short. It was like a Mary Lou haircut. Oh, God. Oh, God. The horror! The horror! Nothing against Mary Lou. It's just, come on, man. This, golly. I mean, I wanted to, like, feel like a girl, not like, you know, anyway. It's the same thing, kind of, in a smaller, more, you know, obnoxious way. To have kids, to not have kids. Is it okay? Is it okay to not have kids? Is it okay to have kids? Am I doing the right thing? Am I bringing kids into this world? Is it a good idea? All the stuff that's going on, is this a smart idea? You know, so you cling to people who are doing the same thing because you hope they know. You hope they know. You hope they know that. You hope they made the right decision. And so in anything in life, it's like people defend their choice. They want you to choose the same choice. And then in turn, they want you to validate them because you chose the same as them. You choosing the same and following their same direction validates them on every level that they did the right thing. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about parental pressure. Woo! I just want to be a grandmother. Why won't you let me be a grandmother, honey? I just don't know why. We're going to be talking about that. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about married with no children. How do you stand up and hold up to the societal pressure that's given to you by mostly a lot of married people with children, but also how do you stand up to the parental pressure that you get by not having children? You know, right before the break, I was talking about and about to introduce the concept of parental pressure. Oh, honey, I just want to be a grandma. Why won't you just let me be a grandma? I just want to be a grandma so bad. That's all I ever wanted was to have grandkids. And you haven't helped me at all. Oh my gosh, what a guilt trip. What a guilt trip, right? How many of you have had to deal with this guilt trip? Raise your hands if you're sure. Confident, confident, dry and secure. Raise your hands if you're sure. Oh yeah, I guess that was about antiperspirant. Let's get back. I know some of y'all are sweating over this. Okay, I get it. Some of y'all are sweating over this right now. This is a sweatable topic, okay? When you go to, especially coming up here, for the Thanksgiving holidays and later on down the road for the Christmas holidays, when you see family. Still, y'all thinking about having kids yet? Working on having kids yet? Y'all thinking about having kids yet? Y'all thinking about putting a bun in the oven yet? Just wondering. I know y'all about to take that cruise. Might be a good time to have some love making. Some baby making. You're like, oh, geez. What do you say to that? And some of y'all are going to have to be prepared for this because the first thing that the parental pressure is going to be, and even your grandparents that are there might be pressuring you to have, you know, great grandchildren. But for the most part, it's your immediate family. It's your immediate mom and dad, probably more like your mom. The need for the grandkids. You know why? A lot of it is their pressure. They're being pressured because they have friends that all have grandkids. They all have grandkids. So like, you know, I don't have any children at this time. And my mom has a lot of friends that are always constantly hanging out with their grandkids. They're taking care of the grandkids. I mean, her sister has two children who are my cousins. And between those two children, they have seven kids. So that's seven grandkids that my aunt and uncle take care of. I'll tell you one thing. They won't be retiring. Their second job is taking care of these grandkids, okay? Because they're unloaded on them every other weekend, okay? You ask and you will receive. You might want to remember and think about what you want and ask the right thing. I don't know if they wanted seven children to take care of, but anyway, they got seven grandkids. So think about what you want before you ask about it. But the need for grandkids. I think a lot of our parents out there have friends that are always hanging out with the grandkids, and their friends are asking, well, when are your kids going to, when is your daughter going to have kids? I know they've been married for about 7 years now, right? I mean, time's ticking. I mean, these grandkids are so great. They really make my life complete. If it wasn't for the grandkids, I don't really know how I'd go on. You know, their friends all have grandkids. That's a big thing. When your friends all have grandkids, much like when your friends all have children, it's hard to explain why you don't have children as much as it's probably hard for them to explain why they don't have grandkids. Because the same questions that are being firing at you by rapid speed by your married friends that have children are the same types of questions that their friends with grandkids are firing off at them. It's like the societal pressure. The parental pressure is just a substructure, a subheading, really, of the societal pressure that has really gotten out of control. Okay? I mean, there is a lot of kids out there that are in adoption facilities, in foster care, and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? Those people didn't need to have all those kids. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of kids out there that need good homes. But it's interesting because it seems like it's this rite of passage. Like, in order to be a human being and not an alien, you had to have a baby. Or you had to get someone pregnant. You know, it's your duty in life to continue to push on this human race. And is it really our duty? Was this like a proclamation that we signed when we were born and we put it over our bed and we hung it up there at night and we signed it and we put our blood on there and we signed it with blood? When I turn 22 years old, I will have at least two children and I will continue to push this human race forward. I don't think so. I didn't get one of those decrees. I didn't get one of those certifications. I didn't sign in blood. But it feels like that, right? It feels like that. And you know, that whole guilt deal, you know, because the parents are kind of feeling sad that they don't have grandkids because they're not like everybody else, you know? I mean, I have some of my mom even, she's like, you know, I was going to go hang out with so-and-so, but she's got the grandkids, so it was a last-minute deal. And it's almost like the grandkids become like, it's like another thing. It's like another barrier, you know what I mean? And so you're like, man, I wish I had grandkids, you know? Why can't I have grandkids, you know? I like grandkids, too. And so besides the societal pressure, you got the parental pressure that is subsided by the societal pressure because their friends are pressuring them about not having grandkids. So therefore, they're going to pressure you. You know, you get what you give kind of thing. And it keeps trickling down. And then guess what happens? They pressure you. And what happens to you? You pressure yourself. Man, well, maybe I should have kids. Everybody else wants me to have kids. I don't know. I don't know, it can cause you to question yourself. When you don't have children and everybody's questioning why you don't have children, this can cause you to really question yourself. Not know what to do. Am I doing the right thing? And I want to really dig deep right now into these personal questions because these are personal questions that people who have kids and had them at an early age never thought about these questions, okay? If you had children and you had them at an early age, and you didn't really have to, think about when you're going to have kids, and they just kind of showed up, or you actually had to go, and you had to get a surrogate, or you had to do in vitro, whatever. When you have to prepare to have children, and you have to prepare a lot of stuff, and financially prepare, right? And I know you have to financially prepare, but I'm talking about you have to do something in order to even have the child. You put a lot of thoughts in your head. For some of you that don't have children, you're going to really get this too, because I think the first thing you thought about, even after all the pressure, is will you be alone without a child to take care of you in your life? You know, like a kid, will a kid take care of me? Will I be alone? And I stress the fact on this point, really? Do your kids in this country really take care of their elders? I mean, I know like in the last months, you know what I'm saying? But you know, come on. I mean, I think that we glorify it in our mind when we don't have kids sometimes. Well, man, they have kids, so those kids are going to take care of them. They're never going to be alone. I'm going to be alone. I got no kids. What's going to happen to me? What if your spouse dies? What do you do with no kids? I think that's the next thing that we pressure ourselves over, beat ourselves up over, and freak out on. What if the spouse dies? What do we do with no kids? And so I've really put some thought into that because I can do these shows because I've been through a lot of this with y'all. I know what it's like to go through this. And I thought about it and I realized, yeah, kids can help after the death of a spouse. But usually at that point in time, they have their own life. They're married with children. You know, and so they will be there to help you and to love you, but they're not going to be all around holding your hand all the time. And I think that sometimes we glamorize having children when we don't, because we feel that maybe we're missing out on some sort of family bonding. Maybe we're missing out on the big kahuna. Maybe this is the end all be all to life's existence. And I think sometimes too, well, I don't think, I know that the guilt and the pressure that we feel on a constant basis really goes a long way to facilitating the stress and this pressure. And I think the stress and pressure is where a lot of these thoughts come from. You know, I mean, because you never know. You sit there and you look at people and like, especially different cultures, like the Chinese culture, the Cambodian culture, various Asian cultures, their family kind of stick together more so. And I'm not saying that's okay. I'm not making a generalization, and I'm not saying, oh, this happens all the time. But I am saying that for the most part, they do take care of their elders. And so I have a lot of friends who are Asian who are constantly asking me, you know, why I'm not having children. You know, they take care of you when you get older. You know, you need to really think about, you know, putting your seed out there and making something. And, you know, in those cases, I understand where they're coming from, because a lot of times these people and their kids will stick together. And I think for the most part, most kids and parents do. But I think because it's almost such an outside, out-of-the-box, out-of-the-womb kind of concept, right, that we get scared that we're making the right decision because so many people choose to have children. And I think that guilt and that pressure goes a long way to scaring us, to scaring you into having children. When we stay tuned, I'll be talking about, you know, the stress and the guilt of not having kids, and also what you can do, whether you want to have kids or you don't, what you can do right now and how you can begin to answer the questions with folks and feel good about your response. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about married without children. The societal pressure, the parental pressure, the personal pressure that we deal with when we find ourselves in this place in our life. And at this point, I want to talk about an honest evaluation, because I think that really, when we get to the heart of the matter, it's not what other people think. It's definitely not what other people say, and it's definitely not what other people want. It boils down to what you want. And so let's do an honest evaluation right now. And this is what I'd like you to do. And I'd like you to do this in the comfort of your own home or your car or wherever you find yourself at this exact moment. The honest eval. This is all about you. Not about anybody else. All about you. The first question you want to ask in this honest evaluation of yourself Are we ready? Are you ready? Do you want or do you not want children? Do you want or do you not want children? I know that's a massive question. I get it. And I would suggest writing some concepts and ideas out on paper about how you're really feeling right now. If you don't want, if you have a resounding no, I don't want children, and you're sure of it, and you've written down reasons why you don't want children, because you want to be sure here. This is very important, because I feel that once you are sure with your decision, and you're confident that you've examined every part of this decision, that the next time somebody asks you, your confidence will be shown. It will not stress you out. And quite the contrary, it could be actually quite amusing. You know, on this show, I like to give more answers, less questions. And I feel that you deserve to have all the answers that you can have to be able to make a right choice, the best choice for you, but better yet, to be able to convey that choice and not have to worry about what other people feel or how they think about it. And better yet, you won't internalize that pressure. Because isn't this lifetime really about you? It's not impressing mom and dad. It's not impressing all your married friends. You know what I'm saying? I remember at one point in time when my cousins were having children like every year. And it was almost like I felt like they were in a competition together. Every 11 and a half months, somebody was pregnant again. I'm like, man, I mean, it's a full-time job. And I remember feeling stressed. I felt like I should be having children too. I felt like maybe I was missing the boat, but I wasn't ready to have children and I wasn't really wanting to think about that. But the pressure started getting greater and greater. And I remember even talking to my grandmother asking me when I was going to have children. And I got so frustrated one year because, you know how they always send out the Christmas cards and they got all the kids and all the cards and the holding the babies and you got the little kids. And it wasn't that I was frustrated that they had kids. It was just like, it just felt like, I don't know, like you begin to feel like you're an outsider. And I was going to hire some of my friends. I have some friends from Ethiopia and all over the country. And I was going to be like the new Angelina Jolie. And I was going to have 12 kids in my picture. We were all going to be playing basketball. And we were going to say, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas from the Burgess Clan. And I never did this, no, and I never went out and did this, but at the same point, I thought about it because it's like every single year, there was a new child. And so when we go back to this honest evaluation, you begin by asking, do you want or do you not want children? Why? If you don't, write that down. If you do, why? Because if you don't want, you want to be sure because, you know, eventually you got to make this decision. If you want, you also have to be sure because you can't take it back. So then, if you can't, let's just say you can't, you actually physically cannot have children, but you want to, it's time for you to begin to look at options. You want to look at all your options, not just options you know about. Do your research, figure out some of the options, figure out what you can do. There's a lot of options out there, and you might as well check them all out. You know, that's a big deal. If you can, but you can't afford financially to do it at this time, you might want to start making a plan. Make a plan for how you're going to do it, how you're going to raise the money financially to have a child, and about what time frame you're planning on wanting to have this kid or kids, in your life. So, I mean, it's good to have a plan. It's good to have a timeline if you want children. Next, if you're still not sure and you're on the fence, I think you got to leave it up to God. I think you got to leave it up to the cosmos. Because I think that in that case, if you're still honestly on the fence, it's time for you to really look at what's going on in your life. Because I think if you really are on the fence, you have a lot going on. You have a lot of responsibilities, your career, the other part of your family. I mean, think about it. Your relatives, all these people that you're taking care of, all this stuff that you have on might be too much on your plate to try to figure out how to have a child. And I think this honest evaluation needs to be something that you do. And you can always go back and redo it when things change. If you feel like there's been some differences or some changes, you can always go back and change the evaluation. But I think in the process, you really want to sit down with yourself and make these well thought out decisions. Because these decisions can really help you in your life, can make a good decision, can also put things into perspective for you. But they also don't take you, they help you not to be taken off guard when somebody asks you the question, why do you not have children? When you know specifically, for example, let's say that you are not ready to have children. You like children. You think they're great. They're really cute. All your friends that have kids, you love them. You hold their hands. You take care of them. But it's just, you're not ready to have your own right now. I'm not ready to have my own right now. I mean, what can somebody say to that? Besides, well, the clock's ticking. You can be like, well, thanks a lot. You look tired. Seriously, I mean, there's not much people can say to that. And if people continue to go down that path, they're not your friend or they're not being very genuine. Let's say that you can't have children and you're trying to figure out another way of having them. Hey, I'm really looking at my options right now and I'll get back to you when I figure it out. If you don't want to have children, you know what? I honestly don't want to have children, but I love children, but I don't personally want to have my own children. What can somebody say to that? What is the rebuttal? Nothing. Okay. That's cool. Or if you really, truly want children, yeah, I really want children and I'm working on it right now. Thanks. But you need to know concrete what it is you feel, why you feel. And if you're on the fence, that's okay too, but at least you know you're on the fence. You don't have to shut the door right now. You don't have to close the book on this chapter. You can allow yourself to, over time, find what you want. A couple of pieces of advice from Ashley Burgess. You know, the first thing is that, you know, there's options. When people do ask you questions about having children, not having children, all this good stuff, is when you know your answer, I think it's quite clear and quite easy. And I think that we just kind of went over that. But I think that you just want to be direct and honest. But if somebody doesn't deserve to really know that information, then I think you can be honest and say, hey, that's really too much for this conversation with you right now, but I appreciate you asking and I appreciate you caring. You know, if it's a family member, you can even say, hey, I'm working on it on my own right now. We're thinking about it, but I know you mean the best and everything. I really don't need any outside pressure right now. You know, the next thing is that if you really don't want to have children, say, honestly, I love that other people have children, but honestly, I necessarily don't feel that need right now. I don't feel the motherly or the fatherly need right now. And we're okay with that because we're happy. And I think you've got to be okay with that because you're happy. If you are happy, it's okay to not have children. And I think that once you realize that this pressure is just pressure and a little bit of guilt, we start to realize that we don't need to be guilted into anything. Nobody down the road is going to take your kids for you because you had a bunch of kids and now you can't take care of them. It's something that you have to live with for the rest of your life. And it's nothing to go into lightly. In the meantime, think about it. You can laugh a little bit about, you know, all the guilt that people give you. And remember, usually they're getting guilted on their end. Okay, so if your parents are guilting you, they're kind of getting guilted on their end that they don't have grandkids. And one last piece of advice. Don't feel that pressure. And remember, life is short. Make friends, you know? And when you don't have children at the time, you got more time to make some friends without having children. You can also, if you want children, but you're really kind of on the, you don't know which way you want to go right now, find some friends with kids. You can enjoy being around the children. You can enjoy babysitting, you know, but you know, at the same time, you don't have to keep them. You can give them back and your friends will love you. And guess what? You'll gain a lot of points in the friendship category with them for taking care of their kids, letting them go out on a date or do something. But you get time with the kids, you get time to decide if that's what you want to do, right? It puts it into perspective. You get to check it out before you have to buy it. And it's a win-win for everyone. I got a great show for you next week. Stay tuned. And Perspectives. Oh, wait a second. By the way, check out AshleyBurgess.com. Go to my website. Check out AshleyBurgess, BERGES.com for some more information, to read some latest blogs, to see, hear some of the shows, to get some information on how to live your true life. LYTL, hashtag LYTL. When you're on Twitter, hashtag LYTL, because I want to hear how you're living your true life, how you're being true to yourself, because that is what Perspectives is. It's Perspectives of the show that helps people to find their true life. Stay tuned, because Perspectives will be back in, well, this time, you know, you got it down. Three shakes.